Beijing Communists fined 7-Eleven thousands of dollars for calling Taiwan a country. By John Hayward on January 7, 2022. The municipal government of Beijing slapped the 7-Eleven convenience store chain with an ominous warning and roughly $23,500 in fines for violating Chinese Communist Party speech codes, including such errors as the wrongful act of assigning Taiwan province as an independent country and using Japanese names for disputed islands claimed by China. The fines were assessed in December but not made public until a report by Nikkei Asia on Friday. The roughly 267-Eleven stores in Beijing are run by a unit of Japanese retail company 7-Eleven Holdings. Beijing officials punished the company for referring to the Senkaku Islands by their Japanese name on its website. The islands are administered by Japan but claimed by China, which insists on calling them the Daiwa Islands. 7-Eleven's website allegedly also included mistakes in its representation of the borders for the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, home of the brutally oppressed Uyghur Muslims, and the Tibet Autonomous Region. According to the South China Morning Post, SCMP, the mistakes in the Tibetan borders involve territory disputed by China and India. The Chinese Communist Party is particularly sensitive about any reference to Taiwan as an independent country. China frequently uses economic leverage to force foreign companies to change verbal or visual references to Taiwan on their websites that depict it as anything but a province of China. Taiwan is a sovereign state with no political ties to the government of China. China has also forced foreign companies to change products that did not conform with Chinese communist ideology, notoriously including a t-shirt sold by The Gap that showed an outline of China without depicting Taiwan and other islands it claims. Nikkei Asia quoted a statement from 7-Eleven Holdings that sincerely accepted the punishment from Beijing. The company promised to do our best to prevent a recurrence. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin addressed the 7-Eleven fine in a press conference on Friday, although he claimed not to have been aware of the story until a reporter brought it up. I would like to reiterate that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China's territory and the One China principle is a universally recognized norm in international relations and the consensus of the international community, Wang said.